Well, actually, just a really brief introduction to myself, all right? Actually, I graduated with Pastor Jimmy in the same year, all right? So we have a 9 brother and sister, and finished our, I don't know, horrific or amazing journey in the OTS training. And afterward, Pastor Jimmy been called to a full-time ministry. Then I also get called full-time for another type of ministry called undercover ministry. Okay, what does that mean is that actually I'm going to the workplace, but in fact, actually I'm teaching gospel, but you have to be careful when you're doing this at the workplace. So also amazing journey for myself is that before my seminary education, I was just an engineer, all right? But after the seminary, then I become a data scientist, all right? So it's a really hot, sexy title of today. And so usually, I seldom log into Facebook, you know, and all these places because we track you, all right? So that we understand what your behavior is, and then we put the different ad in front of you. So this kind of things that you can ask me and how we do it, all right? So through the science. So, and this is an amazing journey to myself that because I still remember a long time ago doing my PhD, and but I can only get up to the master degree. And I'm always hoping for being a doctor, all right? I mean, so doing all this experiment in the lab and all things like that. And but at that time, I don't know God, and I don't have that sort of education enable me to do it. But it is always my wish, always in my heart, that I want to do that, okay? So one of the major research that I'll try to do is neural network, okay? So right now, you probably heard of you know, Tesla have a car that they can understand the role and self-driving and all that stuff. I've been sort of fancy about this 10 or 20 years ago, all right? So it's still in my heart, all right? But, you know, whatever reason, I didn't go through it. And then I've gone through my journey of being an engineer and then go through this that sort of step-by-step build up my career in Bay Area, become a leadership role in the software engineering. And then one day, boom, .com bust. Then now I lose my job, all right? And at the same time, God started to reveal himself to me, then make me to understand him. At that time, Pastor Zhang, you know, the older one, all right? And wow, amazing. You know, he opened my eye, understand the Bible, and then now I follow him to the seminary right after the baptism, basically. So I baptized in 2004, November. I'm in the seminary on February 2005. Amazing journey. So this is exactly something that, but the data science is still sort of in my heart, all right? In my heart, all right? And I was thinking that God maybe after the seminary that bring me to, you know, being, you know, whatever. But I have an amazing journey, all right, afterward. But today, this introduction actually leading you to the passage. So that's why I take a little bit longer to introduce myself, okay? I'm not that interested, you know, but Bible is much more interested than me, okay? So before that, I hope I give you 1 minute, all right? To think about something that you really, really love, all right? Okay, now, so for the younger one, maybe your love might be, oh, my grade, right? Maybe your friend, maybe your friend, okay? And maybe your game, all right? I play games also, okay? I still play Boom Beach, so it's kind of old, but I still love it. So, and also, maybe some people who are actually have a career life, you may love the wallet, right? The money, right? And how many credit cards you have and all this stuff, right? So now, give you 1 minute, all right? Now, could be your partner, could be your husband, could be your wife, could be your son. Just think of something that right now, at this moment, okay? What is your dearest love, okay? You can't live without, okay? I also give you one more hint, okay? Give you one more hint. The thing that you hate also reflecting your love too, all right? So something that you hate, The reverse is actually what you love, okay? So you can think of what you love, what you hate, and give you a moment to identify it, all right? So let me prepare my stuff for the rest of the sermon, and I have a life, all right? Okay. Yeah, it doesn't kill anybody, so don't worry, okay? Right. 1 minute. Now, the better you write it on the paper in front of you, so that you won't lie, okay, at the end, all right? So now, better to write it is for your own good, trust me, all right? All right, now I'm still talking about something else, and please write down your dearest love, okay? You can't live without. You don't want to give it up, just write it down, all right? Now, today I think I'm gonna challenge you one thing that I challenge many people already, but this one is really challenging. Okay, how many people believe this? All right, now John 14:14. All right, it say, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Now, one more time. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Who believe it? This is what Jesus said, right? So basically, how many of you believe it? Oops. Oh, wow. Okay. The other one, okay? Matthew 7:7-8. Jesus said, okay, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and you will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. How many of you actually fully, I assume you understand this, but how many of you really believe it? Oh, really honest. Okay, really honest. It took me a while to figure out what does that really mean, okay? Today, I'm going to unlock the mystery for you, all right? If you follow me, I hope that today's service may change your life, okay? That's my hope, okay? Okay, now, I assume that you write down your love, all right? Already, okay? Get ready? All right. Now, I'm going to put into the second gear. So, well, I assume... Yeah, a lot many of you, actually, I'm not sure how many of you, how familiar are you with that passage. So, do you have the Bible with yourself, right? So, yeah, okay, let's read this together, okay, quickly, because I don't have much time, okay, because you guys cut me short, so I have to, talk really fast. All right, so, okay, so, but because most of the start, right? Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, oh, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut through enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife as the two of them went on together. Isaac spoke up and said to his father, the lamb for the burnt offering. Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there is a thicket that he saw a ram, caught it in his horns. He went over and took the ram and then sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place "The Lord Will Provide," and to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declare the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants like numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of your enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba. And Abraham stayed in Beersheba. All right. So this is a really short story that everyone should know, but there's something in here that is not so obvious. There's a password in this passage. It repeated four times. All right. Repeated four times. The key concept repeated four times in this passage. All right. So let me explain. Bring you into understanding it, okay? Now, this is second gear, all right? So you get to stay with me, otherwise you will get lost, okay? What are the four ideas that repeated in this whole passage? Four times. It's behold. Did you find it? First is Moriah, the name of Moriah. This word in Hebrew means, actually, this combined of three elements. First, the place. Second, to see. The third, Yahweh. Okay. So basically, the place that you should go and see that prepared by God. That's the first one. And one thing that I would like to, if you have another version of the Bible, when God gave the instruction to Abraham, it just said that go to the region of Moriah, one of the mountains in Moriah. God didn't say which mountain. It just said go to this area, find that mountain. All right? This is number one. Second is up here again on verse 4. Verse 4, right? Now, let me ask you one more thing. The Bible is really wonderful. If you read it carefully, you will see it. On the third day, Abraham looked up. One more time. On the third day, Abraham looked up. Now, let me ask you, what did he do in the last 2 days? What did he do? He's looking down. He's looking down. Why? Why he's looking down? Why he's only looking up on the third day? You fought. Abraham followed God. He's searching the mountain. He comes to this mountain. Oh, not this place. Oh, come on. Come again. Okay, go to this place. Oh, not this place. Until the third day, he looked up. Before, oh, this is the one. He has been searching for the mountain for the last 2 days. You may think that Abraham, oh, great man of faith. Yes, he is. I would say myself also too. But think about it, the challenge that he has at that moment. What? God, you asked me to sacrifice my son, my dear son? You want me to sacrifice my game? Huh? Are you sure? hey, come on, it just takes me a couple minutes every day, and you know, when I'm not so busy, right, then I do it. But I love it. And sometimes it takes me longer, but oh, maybe you are the husband and you're working in the, whoa, man, you know, my wife Helen, hey, you know, I'm working so hard every day to fight with these kind of enemies, and in the, they so political, try to kill my job, right? I want to find this money. This is my love. It may not be this one. Now, for me, okay, now, I really truly honest to you, okay? I hope that you're truly honest to yourself, okay? You don't need to tell me what your love is. But my love is, remember, what I want to be? I want to be the, you know, a scientist. Take me the last 10 years, God did an amazing thing that bring me to Yahoo and bring me to Netflix and bring me to other places, and then, wow, then I become a data scientist. Okay, so the algorithm behind the Netflix recommendation is my work, okay? So it's amazing, okay? I mean, I'm not gonna talk about it, otherwise you I don't have time to cover it anyway. So what I'm trying to tell you is that I want to be my scientist. I want to be a scientist. You ask me to sacrifice it in your name. Well, someone behind my back is stabbing me already. Hey, man, didn't do this, didn't do this. We need to fire him, okay? I've been fired several times already, so I get used to it. So, but you still, feel about it. It's pain. So painful, okay? So painful. Who wants to be being fired or, I mean, whatever love you have, right? Hey. I don't know you. I definitely focusing on this more than God. Why is knocking down? His son, my only son, beloved son. Now, this son can be replaced by whatever love that you have, okay? That's the things that you asked me to sacrifice. I don't know how much sleepless light you will have to think about this. Are you sure? But third day, he's still following. Okay, now some of you guys, I don't know, I mean, I'm sorry me to say that. I may be the last time to talking to you like this. So, I'm losing my point, but anyway. So the whole point is, you have to really have the sleepless light and then think about it, and then are you sure that you want to sacrifice it? All right? Think about it, he's so diligently to prepare the wood and everything. Think about it that time. Are you sure that you are really dedicate his life to God at that time? Not really. He just followed the instruction. He not followed God wholeheartedly at that moment. So basically, you know, the worship team disappeared somehow, right? Right? And I'm not complaining them, I'm just calling that is, if you come to the church, feel like you are obligated to come to the church today, this time, sorry, this is not for you. God doesn't want that. Now, this is the journey Abraham gone through also. I'm not blaming you, because Abraham also showing this, the whole thing to everyone, that follow God is not just doing the job, and then, okay, bye-bye, go home. No! You have to come here really follow God. Now, I really bring you into the even deeper, higher gear, and then I would crunch you, all right? So this is the second time that when Abraham looks up. The third time, where is it? It's in 14. So, it's not 14, 13, sorry. Abraham looked up. Abraham looked up. Hey, let me ask you again. Before he come to the mountain, what did he do? Ah, come on. Looking down again. Well, you know, when you bring your son on the way to the altar, right? You try to sacrifice my son. Okay, now this is my son, okay? Yeah, my wallet. Oh, man, are you sure that I'm going to get fired and then I'm going to no more paycheck, you know? Oh, man, are you sure? Oh, I definitely were looking down. I'm looking up my life, but I'm not looking up on him. Okay? I'm looking down again. I guarantee you everyone will go through this, all right? All right. And the third time, actually, he finally learned the lesson and say, oh, this is the place. Oh, yeah, God will provide. Actually, the same, the so-called Jehovah Jireh, right? Jireh, yeah. Means the same thing like Moriah. Basically, look up, man, look up. Look up what God prepared for us. Okay, now, this four thing, actually repeated four times, how will you not pay attention? Now, I hope that I prepare you the groundwork now. I'm going to drill down one step further, okay? Stay with me, all right? I'm going to look at the third look up when Abraham looked up, okay? That, and then go to the mountain, and then, what did he do, you know? Right before he looked up, remember, right before he looked up, what happened before he looked up? Eh? What? Just right before he looked up. What happened? The angels talked to him. Angels talked to him before he looked up. Hey. Did anyone talk to you before you're looking up? If I'm not asking you and telling you that you need to look up, then would you look up? You're still looking down. I don't know how many of you actually always looking up. I try my best to look up all the time, okay? But it's really hard, all right? Now, looking up is not just looking up like this, you know? Okay, it's not this. It means your spiritual eye, you're spiritually looking up, okay? Awake, all right? Now, I'm going to tell you what does that mean, okay? Okay, in a few more minutes, you will know, okay? So right before it was angel, angels talked to him before he looked up. And also angel called him two times. Abraham, Abraham. Do you know why? Why he called him two times? He probably won't hear because he's, are you sure? Someone has to remind me two times. You know, the first time God only called him once. Oh yes, here I am, right? The angel only need to call him two times. Oh, he's so anxious, right? It means, oh man, I have all this thing coming up, you know? Yeah, my boss calling me and suddenly for reason, no reason, and why you all meet this big meeting, then you start to stir your soul and everything. Oh man, you're shaking, you know? So you may get fired, right? So, Abraham looked up when the angel called him. I don't know how many times call you. All right, Abraham is already really spiritually mature. So when the God called him, and right before, okay, now one step further, right? So before he, you know, he looked up, the angel calls him, right? And also right before the angels call him, what did he do? Huh? Yes. He is actually called this. Okay, now, if you read it carefully, it doesn't really do this. I mean, I saw some translation is that, oh no, some explanation is that he almost like, oh yeah, like this, okay? No, actually the life, it's the modern way, but I put it on my pocket. So what he do is this. He not even need to hold it. As long as he reach into, I touch the life, that is when the angel calls him, all right? And then, at the same time, he looked up. So all these three things happened all at the same time. Now, let me ask you, what does that really mean when he reaching his life? He ultimately finally decided, all right, I know it's no way out. I'm gonna cut it, all right. Of course, he didn't do it, but I just give you the more, you know, dramatic way, okay? Oh, yeah, all right. Now, that's my love, all right? Oh, yeah, like this. Of course, this is how I imagine that I'm going to kill my son or kill my science career. But you have to reach a life first. But he didn't reach the life, likely. He has been thinking about it. So now I prove it to you that Abraham didn't want to kill his son when God asked him to do it. Until the last moment. He has no way to wait until that moment. Now you know why I asked you to write that down, right? Now, if God asks you to sacrifice that to him, you're laughing. Oh, now I know. Okay, you feel it. Good. If God asks you to sacrifice your love to him, would you follow it? Are you sure? It took Abraham 3 days. Full this struggle. I don't know for you. 3 days? 3 weeks? 3 years? Or 3 decades? It took Abraham 3 days to reach to the point that, all right, I'm going to sacrifice it. Yes! Who would do this? If I'm not telling you the last part, you're going to be angry for the whole life, right? I tell you the story. Okay, only have 5 minutes. Okay. All right. Now, this is the very final moment, okay? I put in the highest gear right now. Okay, now, very interesting, okay? The lamb or the ram, somewhat as big as like Isaac, okay? But if I come into this room, I didn't see him, I must be blind. Right? He's so big, right? He's just sitting there. I think Isaac probably, I don't know your name, sorry, I just picked you, but you just look stunning, okay, in this room. And if I come into this room and didn't see him sitting there, something wrong with me. Something wrong with me. How would Abraham not seeing that ram right in the top of the mountain? You probably know him because he's looking down. Oh man, you know, you bring my son, okay? Oh man, I'm going to happy fire and for your name, and you know, I'm not even not see him. I'm not even see anything. I just looking. Oh man, I'm going to lose my son. I'm not going to lose my son. You know, I'm going to burn it out. Oh, no more money. Okay, then I'm poor, and then we become, you know. But, oh man, there's all this thinking. How would I see him? Nothing. I won't see him. But the point is, he had no way to miss that. Come on, it's so obvious. Would you think that God answered your prayer right already that you didn't see the answer? Even the answer right next to you, sitting next to you, or sitting next to you, or sitting next behind you, sitting in front of you, I guarantee you, you won't see it. Now, the logic, actually, I challenge you is that the angel didn't ask you to sacrifice this instead of my son. He just asked you, don't touch it. That's it, right? So, oh, of course, you will be happy. Okay, don't touch my son. Yeah, fine. But he didn't tell you that you can use that to replace that. Angel didn't tell you God's command still under control. I asked you to sacrifice it, even though the other angel tell you not to touch the boy. What's the reason why Abraham would go and find the lamb and replace it with Isaac? What's the logic? Now, this is also the spiritual blindness. You thought that, oh yeah, because we found the lamb, then oh, maybe replace it, then that's the solution. No, come on, that's not that simple. Not that simple. Why? Now, we read the Bible together. Do you see why? Any hint? Why Abraham know this is the answer? Who say something? He looked up. Yeah, he looked up. But after he looked up, there's still some logic afterward. Really, really careful. All right? Now, this is the highlight, okay? He saw the ram, right? Abraham, right after he looked up, at the same time, he realized God answered his prayer when he walking with Isaac up to the hill. Go back. Do you remember when Isaac asked him, "Hey, Father, you know, the wood and the fire is here. Where's the offering?" Abraham said what? What did Abraham said? God will prepare the sacrifice for us. Do you think he really mean that? He just hope the lamb will be provided. Now, I tell you that it was because up to the point that he didn't want to sacrifice his son at that point. He only wished that might happen. He wished. We pray. God, please help me. At the time when Abraham looked up and found the lamb, oh, God, you really listen to me. Nah, one more step. He immediately realized, spiritually, what God asked him to sacrifice is not really killing his son. It's actually sacrifice in his heart. Are you willing to sacrifice your son in your heart first? So that's why when I ask you, you write down your most dearest love in your paper, right? When I ask you, you really want to sacrifice to God, are you willing? Not many of us willing, I tell you, including Abraham. But I encourage you to do so because it was, he's really, really learned the lesson of being sacrificed, what the sacrifice really meant. His eye opened up. Without sacrifice, there's no forgiveness of sin. You know how important that is? Does really God ask us to sacrifice ourselves? Sacrifice our love? No, he knows you need it. He knows it. You need it. How would God would not give me, supply me for everything I need? Sure, certainly he knows. But why he still asks you to sacrifice it? Because that thing blind your eyes. Let me ask you one more thing. That may be the highlight and our highlight today. Actually, this passage, it will take me 5 times to completely explain it, but I just give you the best, okay? When Abraham bringing Isaac to the hill, right? When he hope, I want, come on. I hope God prepares something for me. To his son. Oh man, I'm going to kill you, son. But I really hope that I'm going to, you know, God will prepare for us. Do you think when the ram appeared on top of the hill, is it when he having that prayer request, the ram is there? Or the ram magically appeared behind me? Which one? Which one? Most of the people think God is doing amazing thing, you know, magically happen, boom, boom. Nah, those are wrong thing, okay? Those are Harry Potter. The ram was there right ahead already. That's why we call that has been prepared. If you remember Lord's Prayer, a verse before Lord's Prayer, Jesus said that, do not light them for the Father knows what you need before you ask Him. So, the meaning of prayer is what? If He already knows that, why you pray for? Right? He already knows that you need that. He's already prepared ahead of you. Then, what's your prayer really for? What does your prayers really mean? Are you going to give the to-do list to God? Hey, this is what I need to do. Please prepare. And most of you guys don't believe it, including myself, including Abraham. God has already prepared. God has already prepared. The prayer is really talk to God, sacrifice everything, including your life, to Him, so that you're not blind, so that you can see, oh, the answer is right next to me. Why I'm so worried that God didn't answer my prayer. The whole point is, it is not God didn't answer you. It was you didn't believe it. You hold on to your love that blind your eyes that God already give you the answer next to you. I have this journey. Okay, one more minute, all right? Okay. I really love that, you know, I've become a scientist, right? Data scientist. I'm at the point need to decide, okay, where to go. Either sacrifice my career for sake of the team who are doing the right thing, all right? In the commercial world, you will see a lot of temptation, okay? If I really insist to be glorify our Lord, I probably will go for the path of being fired, I guarantee you. But I ask God, and God asked me to put it this way. He sent me this passage. Are you truly love me? God asked me, are you truly love me? Yes, my Lord, I've been with you for the last 10 years, amazing journey. Yeah. Were you willing to sacrifice your love to me? I don't know you. It's tough. Ultimately, because of this, okay. Oh, I give it up. Even though I no longer be able to do this again, okay, I give it up. Right after that, then I saw what God has been prepared. It has been with me last 10 years. Let me give you one really laughable moment of the testimony. You know, the last few years I've been changing job at least two times in 3 years. Almost 1.5 years I would have to change jobs, okay? And then in almost last 10 years, I almost switching job like this, okay? And even if you go to the San Jose church, then you will ask them, hey, man changing job very quickly, and also really fine very quickly. Yes, thanks God, yes. But, man, some people start to think that, is it your character, you know? It's so weird. So maybe because of your character. Yeah, I try to explain to them, not really like that, you know, but anyway. I'm the only one in there, so no one can really, you know, tell anything. And the last couple, especially this time, okay? I almost at the edge of being fired also, you know, I know that I'm going to push that so hard that, okay, if I'm not yielding my position, then I'm going to be fired again. Then I told my wife, you know, I probably need to find the other job again, Helen, okay? My wife's Helen, okay? He's been with me for such a long time. Oh, again? Okay. Then he started to say, man, yeah, think about it a little bit, you know? Is it really your problem? Oh, how am I going to justify it? She's not with me in the workplace, you know, in the office. How can I explain it? And at the end, I tell you, I also asking myself, is this my problem? It's so weird. I mean, your character is so weird, okay? So what happened God prepared for me? It's amazing. I have two brothers and sisters working with me. And they are very mature Christians. They told me, man, this is amazing. I never see a company having changing this every day. You know? Changing direction every day. And they are amazed about that environment. Oh. Oops. Someone justify that. This is not my problem, at least. All right. Now, what's the next question you're going to ask God? If this is not my problem, who bring me this problem? Huh? All right. He bring me into those places. Now, logically thinking, you know, I'm not very scientist, right? I'm going to explain this. Now, I just realized that the last 10 years, I have been switching jobs into all these places, seeing all these places that actually, usually, those places I went into, they don't have data science. I'm the one who started, all right? In such a short time, I've been, I don't know how many companies already. I see many, many of these problems. Now, when I go to talk to anyone, the other company, they see me as an expert. Man, you know so much. Can you come and help me? Yeah, I suddenly become data science expert. Last 10 years, this has been with me last 10 years. I didn't see it. It was the blessing with me. I was thinking I'm having some problem. I don't know in your life. What you asking for? What you praying for? How long have you prayed for? 10 years? Don't you realize God knows about it? He already knows it. Why he didn't answer me? Huh? Because you didn't sacrifice your love. So you don't see it. I hope that you don't need to go through my journey like this, being fired like this, okay? It's not fun, but again, God is really bringing the blessing to me. It's because Moriah. The place that God prepared for you in this church, in this place, is what God's prepared for you. Don't complain. Must we have some issue somewhere? The answer is just next to you. I want to change your idea of prayer. When you pray, it's not a to-do list. It's not questioning God about his intention. It's a treasure hunt. Where God put my answer? It should be next to me. Why don't I see it? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for God that you give us the wonderful chance to talk to each other.